Hi there, it's Jen, and welcome to this week's podcast episode. So this week, I'm going to give you some really practical ways to make sure that your kids are getting enough iron, especially if you've got fussy eaters who maybe don't eat some of the more traditional spinach and beans and stuff that we see as high iron foods a lot. But before I start on that, I just wanted to talk to you about my new recipe book that is coming out in April. It's really exciting. I'm busy testing all the recipes at the moment so that to do them all and doing all the photos, it's really cool. So my recipe book is going to be super boosted vegan snacks. It'll be packed full of recipes, snack recipes, both savory and sweet, that your kids will love, but they've been specifically developed to be really high in iron, so really good for today's episode, and zinc and calcium. And there'll also be ones with a lot of veggies for sort of getting kids used to eating veggies and beans as well. So yeah, it's going to be great. It's a really great book. And as I said, it'll be coming out in April, should be. That's the schedule at the moment. I've put a link down below for you to sign up for the waitlist. Sign up there so you can get all the updates and know when it comes out. As I said, in April. All right, so getting back to today's episode. So last week, in the last episode, and make sure you go grab it in case you missed it, I gave you an overview of iron for vegan kids. There's a lot of information out there saying basically that we need to be having red meat for iron, and so vegan kids can't get iron, and that plant-based foods aren't a good, reliable source of iron. So I talk about that and talk about why that really isn't true and give you an idea and talk about the differences between animal-based and plant-based iron too. Today, I really want to talk about some practical ways to make sure your kids are getting enough iron, especially if they're fussy eaters. When you see a lot of stuff talking about vegan iron, a lot of the foods that are promoted tend to be things like spinach and kale, legumes as well, whole grains, and then sort of dried fruits sometimes. And they are all really good sources of iron, but they can be quite tricky to get fussy eating kids to eat. So it can often feel like if your kids don't eat that, then they're not going to get enough iron. So today, I really want to give you some ideas and some practical ways to make sure that your kids are getting enough iron from the foods that they do actually eat. Because one key thing is there's no point giving your kids all these so-called super healthy foods if they don't actually eat them, because it doesn't matter how much kale or how much spinach you put on their plates, they don't get any iron from it if they don't actually eat it. Now, the first thing that people often do when they're having trouble or they're worried that their kids aren't getting enough iron is to give them an iron supplement. Now, an iron supplement, I really don't recommend it unless you know that your kids are actually deficient in iron. And then you really should be working with your GP to make sure that they're getting the right dosage and not getting too much. I go into this more in last week's episode, but iron supplements do interact with zinc and calcium. So if your child is having too much iron from a supplement, then this can actually mean that they won't absorb enough zinc or calcium, which are just as essential as iron. Rather than just going for a supplement, unless your child is deficient, in which case you need to be working with a GP and doing blood tests, it's much better to be boosting their foods with iron. Now, there's a few other reasons why I don't love supplements, especially when it comes to fussy kids. One thing that often happens is when we're depending on an iron supplement for our kids to get enough iron, then we don't put as much effort into actually trying to get our kids to eat better. And so it can mean that kids end up having a very limited diet of just their safe foods. And we as parents don't put the effort into making sure that they're actually getting iron from foods rather than from a supplement. So I do speak from experience here, where I know in my family, I have two fussy eaters. Both of my kids have autism, and They have different sensory issues and stuff. So I totally get that it can be difficult to get kids to eat a variety of foods, but it can get really easy to just get stuck in only giving them the foods that we know for sure that they're going to eat rather than working on expanding their diet. Now, this is totally understandable. Like when you're tired and when you're going through a hard stage or just generally tired and stressed, the last thing you want to be doing is sitting here making all these different foods and having your kids not actually eat them and putting all that effort in and just putting the food straight in the bin. As I said, I speak from experience, so I totally get it. But at the same time, we do need to be putting some effort into getting our kids to be eating higher iron foods because this can set them up for a lifetime of eating these better foods and everything. Now, don't worry, I'm going to give you some practical tips on how to get your kids eating more iron, and it isn't as hard as you're probably thinking right now. So don't worry, don't feel like I'm sitting here being like, no, you have to make your kids eat all the everything. No, that's not what I'm saying. And I will talk about that. I'll also say here that if you are having trouble getting your kids to eat more sort of iron foods or other nutrition as well, I do actually offer one-on-one sessions. I have very limited availability being a busy mum, but I do offer some one-on-one sessions where I actually do a nutrition assessment of your kids. I look through what they're eating and what they need to eat. And then we actually sit down together and based on the sort of foods that you and your family eat, we come up with a plan together on how to increase their nutrition and everything as well. So I will put the link down the bottom. As I said, I have very limited availability for one-on-one sessions. Grab the link for that as well down the bottom. Okay, back on topic. So the other reason why I don't like depending on supplements for different nutritional nutrients is that the supplements only have that nutrient on its own. So an iron supplement is basically just giving you iron. Whereas if you use, say, cocoa powder for your iron, it's got antioxidants in it, it's got other nutrients as well, it's got magnesium, it's got everything, and it's got a whole lot of nutrients that they're still only researching. Like I saw a video the other day on Dr. Greger's thing about how cocoa powder is great for wrinkles. So you won't get that sort of thing. Obviously, your kids don't need to worry about wrinkles, but that's an aside. So you wouldn't get that sort of thing when you're just taking an iron supplement. So it's really important that we try to focus on using foods for nutrients rather than getting them from supplements. Okay, how do you actually do that then? How do you get your kids to eat more foods that are high in iron? As I said earlier, I have two very fussy kids who are very fussy in very different ways. And I have a two-step process when it comes to getting your kids to eat to get more nutrients from their food. So the first step is look at what your kids are already eating. Look at what foods they like and actually work from those and make those more nutritious rather than trying to get your kids to eat all whole new foods. Now, for my kids, so my older son, he loves chocolate. So as I've mentioned before, cocoa is a great source of iron. So he would have lots of baked goods and protein balls and smoothies. And so I would put cocoa powder into all of those, which was a really great way to make sure he was getting iron. My younger son, he likes cookies and things. He also loves pancakes. So I put pumpkin seeds into his pancakes. He really likes vegan meat things like bacon and mince and stuff like that. So when I'm buying mince, I always make sure it's one that's got iron added into it to make sure of that. I have also switched my kids across from white bread to wholemeal bread. So here in Australia, wholemeal is, it doesn't have seeds or anything into it. So it's actually still quite a smooth kind of bread that's easy to eat, similar to a white flour bread, as opposed to a whole grain one, which has got lots of grains and stuff in it. So if your kids don't like the really grainy and really breads like that, just having a plain wholemeal one, or if you're ever in the US, I think it's whole wheat, that will increase their iron just on its own. So my eldest son, he has toast in the morning and he has a sandwich for lunch. So just from that, he's getting 2.5 milligrams of iron just because I've switched him to wholemeal bread. There is also a Wonder White bread here in Australia that has been fortified with iron. So if you're really worried about iron, or if you have a teenage girl or a teenager who's menstruating, then where they do have a much higher need, then a fortified bread is a really good idea as well if you want to do that. I also, all of my baking and all of my snacks, I use wholemeal flour. That more than doubles the iron content of the snack. And I know that it can take time to make snacks and stuff, but that is why I'm doing my recipe book. And the snacks in there are super quick and easy, and they're really high in iron. And all of them have wholemeal flour in them because it is such an easy way to increase their iron content. If you have kids who aren't used to wholemeal flour, it can make the recipes a little bit more dense and a little bit drier. I do find it generally does a one-to-one replacement, but if they're still getting used to the new texture, then you can just do like half wholemeal and half white flour. Or even if you have really sensitive kids, you could just do 1/4 cup wholemeal to start with and then slowly increase it over time. Our taste buds change every 20 days. So yeah, they won't actually. If you do it gradually, then kids get used to the new flavor pretty easily. I also, with my snacks, if you buy the recipe book, you will see that all of my snack recipes, I have things like pumpkin seeds, which are really high in iron, and cocoa in them too. I also put in cashew butter in place of vegan butter in a lot of recipes. Obviously, you can't do that if you have a nut-free school, but home snacks and stuff, as long as no one has any nut allergies, you can put the cashew in instead of butter as well, which is a really good one. My eldest son, he has sensory stuff. So really great one that I found for him was actually Cheerios, the breakfast cereal. Now, you have to be careful of Cheerios because here in Australia, they're vegan. But over in the UK, and I'm pretty sure the US, they aren't. So they have non-vegetarian vitamin D added, which is really annoying. But if you're in Australia, they are such a good source, especially for fussy kids, because they have 3 milligrams of iron in them per 1/2 cup, which is basically 1/3 of their daily needs. And they're crunchy. And so they're sensory. If you've got kids who tend to like packet snacks and everything, they'll like them. They're crunchy that way. So Cheerios are a really great option if you have fussy eaters. Another really good option if you're really worried about iron is to add in fortified rice cereal. So the baby cereal, the baby rice cereal, there's a few different brands. I think they have porridges and stuff these days as well, but they have all been fortified with iron. And so adding some of those into your baking will significantly increase the amount of iron in the recipes as well. So that's a really good one, especially if you're really concerned about your kids' iron levels and having a lot of trouble. So with my kids, just simply by giving them wholemeal breads in with their toast and their sandwiches, giving them a snack or two a day based on wholemeal flour with some pumpkin seeds and stuff in them, or cocoa, which you can get lots of these recipes in my snack recipe book. So just adding in 1 or 2 of those snacks and giving some Cheerios, it gets my kids over 10 milligrams on that food alone. That means that it really doesn't matter about the rest of the foods that my kids are eating in the day, because I know that they're getting enough iron from the foods that I know that they will eat. So that's step one of getting my kids to eat better. Now, obviously, high iron foods like kale and spinach and legumes and whole grains are really good and really great for our kids to eat anyway, even if they don't need them for iron. And in the long run, they are better sources for our kids to be getting iron from than things like Cheerios and stuff. I mean, they're not than pumpkin seeds and cocoa and wholemeal flour. But they're definitely foods that we should be trying to get our kids to eat for many reasons above and beyond iron as well. So how do you do that? Once you as a parent actually know that your kids are getting enough iron each day, you actually start to relax around mealtimes and you stress less about what your kids are eating. And this actually means that your kids stress less as well. And in turn, what happens is your kids start to relax around food more, which means that they get curious about other foods and they actually start to try more things. So once you know through the first step that your kids are getting the iron that they need, then you can actually be more relaxed about offering them other foods that you want them to eat, like kale and beans and whole grains and stuff. And you don't have the pressure there to try to make them eat it, which will actually make your kids more likely to eat it. So this is the process that I teach in when you work with me one-on-one, or if you sign up for my nutrition course that I have open a couple of times a year. It really is a two-step process to getting your kids to eat more iron. So the first step is we just have to get the iron into them. So we use foods that your kids like and that you know that they will eat, and you put the iron into those foods. Then when you know that your kids are already getting enough iron, you can slowly start offering them different iron foods and different foods, and they will be more relaxed and more likely to actually eat them. So I do teach this a lot more in my course, obviously. There are a lot of different techniques that I teach with it, but that is basically how it works. Now, if you're looking for help in coming up with high iron recipes that your kids will love, then make sure you sign up for the waitlist for my recipe book, because it is packed full of high iron recipes that my kids love them. All the kids who have tried them have loved them. Things like double chocolate muffins, cookies, all sorts of things. So make sure you sign up for that down below. Next week, I'm going to be talking about calcium. So I will talk to you then. See you later.